This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Job 15 through 17. What's happening? Job's friend Eliphaz begins his second speech. In the first, Eliphaz encouraged Job to trust in his integrity. Now, he accuses Job of undermining his integrity by the things he says. He believes Job's words are twisted rationalizations for his sin. In Job's last speech, he demanded proof from his friends that he had done something immoral to deserve his suffering. Eliphaz now responds by saying Job doesn't need to look further than his own mouth for evidence against him. Eliphaz then launches into long poetic descriptions about the destiny of the wicked. Since Job has lost everything he owns and refuses to recant his innocence, Eliphaz is happy to lump Job in with anyone else who rebels against God. Job has heard all of this before and rejects Eliphaz's comments. Job admits his suffering is evidence, but it's not evidence that proves his guilt. Job knows he's innocent. His suffering only proves that God is attacking him. He even compares God to a predator stalking his prey. Job then intensifies his cry for an advocate. He prays that some heavenly being will bear witness to his innocence and argue his case with God, just as he might argue with a friend. Job is confident this kind of intercession is impossible after he dies, so Job wants to be declared innocent now. He wants his day in court and his integrity returned to him. Where is the gospel? The biggest difference between Job and his friend centers around the idea of rewards. Job's friends are at their most eloquent when they describe either the loss or the gaining back of God's rewards. But Job isn't interested in that conversation. He's only interested in his innocence, integrity, and the return of his good name. Like Job, we are constantly accused. Whether it's by our friends, our own thoughts, or Satan's condemning comments, we all live with voices that tell us we're guilty and we're not good enough. Like Job, we assume those voices are God's, but they're not. God doesn't talk like the accuser. Instead, God sends Jesus not to condemn or accuse the world, but to save it. Job imagined that his innocence would be proven in some divine courtroom, and that's exactly how Paul talked about what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus undermines every legal accusation and nullifies every condemnation. Jesus disarms the accuser's power and triumphs over his false judgments on the cross. Job couldn't imagine God as his advocate because he was so convinced God was his enemy. But in Jesus, we're shown that God always advocates for those who trust him, even when that means dying to do so. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who advocates for us. And may you see Jesus as the one who silences our enemies' accusations and declares us innocent.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.